Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:45 here on KNSS on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Governor declares disaster as big wildfire burns southwest of Medicine Lodge in south central Kansas. Third virus death recorded in Kansas. 126 confirmed cases in the state. Senate passes $2 trillion pandemic relief package. Now it goes to the House of Representatives. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we have the report of a fire now. It's a garage fire, and it's fairly close to Douglas and West Street. So you might want to watch out for that. Again, that's Douglas and West Street. And the report of a garage fire in that area. You might see a traffic slowdown, and you'll see some fire units in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Patchy morning fog is possible, then mostly sunny today, with a high of 71 degrees. 20% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 52. Then Friday, mostly cloudy, with a high of 65 degrees. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 50 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Want to stay up to date on the newest bourbon additions? Join the mailing list at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano, they have to-go and delivery going on at My Town To Go, the Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A record high number of people applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs engulfed the United States in the face of a near total economic shutdown caused by the coronavirus. We were warned that this was going to happen today. The surge in weekly applications for benefits far exceeded the previous record set in 1982. Layoffs are sure to accelerate as the U.S. economy sinks into what most economists expect to be a deep and painful recession. Revenue has collapsed at restaurants, hotels, movie theaters, gyms, and airlines. Auto sales are plummeting. Car makers have closed factories. And most such employers face loan payments and other fixed costs. So they're forced to cut jobs to save money. And that's, it looks bad. And we will look for a silver lining somewhere for you this morning. And maybe some people will be able to go back to work. We hope.
Why was there high unemployment in 82?
There was, as I recall, there was a recession there in the early 80s. Since that's been a while back.
Reagan's first term, really?
Yeah. And
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was
thought we were booming with all the tax breaks and stuff like that on Reagan's first term.
Well, Chicago's plan to reserve at least 1,000 hotel rooms for coronavirus patients through partnerships with five hotels is the first such strategy unveiled in the U.S., but it's unlikely to be the last. Government officials nationwide are searching for ways to relieve pressure on hospitals that are concerned about reserving space and equipment for people with severe symptoms of COVID-19. In Chicago, hotel workers won't interact with patients, but they will get training on cleaning linens and handling food or trash. City officials say the rooms are intended for people with mild symptoms who could spread the virus by returning home. So a lot of contingency plans going on. I talked about that hospital ship or Navy ships going to the West Coast and how they got, what did they say? They had 800 people and 1,000 beds in there. Well, they would use that as sort of the overflow, I guess.
for the people who are already hospitalized.
To try to not overwhelm the hospitals.
You completely overwhelm them. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted. So there you go. And again, just a reminder that in a few minutes this morning, we're going to take a look at what's going on with the stay-at-home order with one of our local business people, a guy who's been around forever. In fact, second or third generation in Wichita small business. Jack Kellogg's going to be with us in just a few minutes this morning. So we're going to talk to him about how he's handling this. Bless his heart, and so many others who are having tough times.
It's in the same circumstances.
Yeah. KNSS News Time now, 7:50, and some possible good news about Boeing this morning.
Okay.
Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Boeing may be providing Wichita with a little bit of a ray of hope. Reports say Boeing contemplating reopening 737 MAX production in May. That would mean Spirit AeroSystems would start its production about a month later than planned in April. However, that's good news in light of the coronavirus delays. Spirit initially thought it would restart production in March. News that the production would restart in the midst of the coronavirus issue is a positive development. We may be under a stay-at-home order, but work is still getting done at home. Hardware stores say they've been extra busy as people out of work or working from home take care of repairs or renovations. Hardware stores on the list of exceptions to the Sedgwick County stay-at-home order. Spectrum Paint Company assistant manager Jeff Tanquiri says the phones have really been ringing. And Wednesday was a good day on Wall Street. The equities markets recorded their first back-to-back daily gains in more than a month. The S&P 500 closed up 1.2%. Analysts say investors need to brace for some more shocking news, though. Unemployment claims they could increase to as much as 2.25 million claims. They say the path ahead will be choppy. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, we just had a story on that a minute ago about those unemployment record high numbers for unemployment claims.
Right.
Oh, man. Doesn't look good there. They're looking for some sort of silver lining here, Bill.
Yep.
Look what we come up
with. We're always looking for those good stories about businesses helping businesses or people helping people. Mm-hmm. If you've got them, send them to me at the Business Journal.
You want to share them on the Business Journal. There's a lot of companies, of
you
course.
You bet.
The restaurants. Now, I was saying earlier that for my wife's birthday, you know, St. Shelley had a birthday yesterday.
And absolutely.
Last night for her birthday, she got to cook me up some chicken and rice. And
well, happy birthday to her.
Can't make her feel too special, but I did clean up the kitchen afterwards. But that's the hard part.
There you go.
That's the hard part.
Happy birthday.
And just a reminder, our friends at the Monarch, they have to go and delivery through My Town to Go. The McDonald's drive-thru and lobby is takeout only. Taco Bell has a Taco Bell drive-thru. Spangles, a drive-thru going on. And we'd like to highlight some of these people in some of these locations who have alternate ways to get their products, Ted.
Absolutely. And hopefully, I lean toward if you're going to go through the drive-thru or anything or go to a restaurant, let's make it a local restaurant rather
if possible,
than
big
chains. That's just me.
Okay.
Because you're helping those folks stay ahead of the game.
So, I did hit a local restaurant a couple nights ago, and he told me their business was down 80%.
They need help.
They need the business.
If you look at this plan that the Senate passed, and the House is going to look at it Friday, I guess, in Washington, apparently there's a lot of money in there, or some money for small business. And you're going to have to apply for it to get it. And as I understand, what Fox was saying this morning is a lot of it is almost a grant. In other words, a very forgivable loan they're going to throw at you. So maybe some folks can get some of that.
There's lots of other ones too.
Yeah, there's some ways maybe that you can get some help. You don't like to count on the federal government for your help, but in this is going to be a tough time. And the way that they respond to this is going to have a lot to do with how long term whether we have a great big recession or what's going to happen. So anyway,
absolutely. And we have a lot of resources on our website for small, medium sized businesses to look at. And they can go right to those resources with a click from our website.
All right. Well, that's good because you guys are big champions of the business community. We like to see you doing those.
Absolutely.
It's kind of what you do, right? All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Bill. It's coming up on 7:55. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, as we said, here on KNSS. We're going to talk with Hatman Jack, Jack Kellogg, in just a few minutes. We'll have an update. We'll update you on the Senate passage of that pandemic relief package and what's in that. Ted has sports as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll tell you about some basketball transfers from the college ranks. We'll get to some college hoops news and sports.
Plus, you have entertainment news on the way.
Yep, we'll get you caught up on what you need to know in the world of entertainment. Some good birthdays today. That'll be coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Here's some good news. Gasoline prices are getting down there pretty well. That's the traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.